Check. Yeah, Future Classic Radio live and direct in your eardrums right about now. Sounds of Nubian Minds in the background. This track's called Can't Wait. And he just posted on Twitter or Facebook the other day that he's back in the studio and he's inspired and he's going to be coming some pressure, man. This one's from a couple years back, so really looking forward to what he's got.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
I'm the One Moonstar.
You just jumped on the microphone?
I said Future Classic Radio.
But who are you?
People know who we are.
Okay.
My name is Kevin James Moon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Legal name?
And what about
you? Alias Moonstar?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give away my legal name.
You know, at one point I was known as DJ Godson.
Circa
1991, yeah. But I'm glad I dropped that name.
Yeah, I'm glad you dropped that too. I'm the one, Tash. This is Future Classic Radio, another edition live, CKT.ca, 90.3 FM.
Got a special guest in the house today.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Faux, a.k.a. Ian from Bonjay, is going to bless us on the decks. He was here for my memory's not serving me correct. Pressure, what is it, the Friday night show? He was in town DJing on Friday night at Blurry, but I can't think of the name of the party.
The Sauce.
The Sauce, that's right.
That's right, with Ruby Jane and Professor Groove from We Funk.
Exactly. I don't know why I keep thinking Pressure Drop for some reason. Anyways, he was in town Friday night. He was in town Friday night. You're totally hanging me out to dry right now, man. Shit.
I was curious to see how you were going to get out of that. I just, you know, it's for my amusement.
Yeah, he was in town Friday night, and we managed to get him, lock him down for the show today to drop some tunes for us.
Yes, welcome.
I'm chomping at the bit.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, my God. Can't wait.
Ready for launch.
Can't wait. So we're going to do this. We're in for the full hour, 60 minutes of pressure. Nice tunes. You can follow along on the playlist at futureclassic.ca. That's futureclassic.ca. We're going to be updating the playlist live, and you can also check all the archives there too, but just listen live for now. We're going to take this till 2 p.m. Keep it locked. Future Classic Radio.
Yeah, classic Glenn Underground. Going out to the one Taz.
This is my life. Oh, I know what's wrong. away, but they won't take their wrong advice, for they're not right. You don't need to think twice, oh, it's your life. Do you? I'm gonna do me. Keep on going till I get it right. I gotta keep on going till I get it right.
Classic Radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. And special guest, Foe, in the house. About to step up onto the ones and twos.
Keep in track with us at futureclassic.ca. We're going to be updating the playlist online. Shazam's not going to work for this, man.
This is an unshazamable jams type of show.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
514-2 PM. 514-448-4013.
Tight. and then I feel just fine. I'm on a down, but not all the way. When I'm feeling low, you do your thing just so, and then I feel okay. You're so good, the way you give. You're so good, you're the best there.
faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose. Wider, thinner lips. Beady eyes. This was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some ideal. Maybe they imagined a new face better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. Might have made mistakes. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their minds. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
Why don't
Future Classic Radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, just coming off a hot set.
Bam. Ouch.
By the one and only Foe on the microphone right about now. Hello, sir.
What's going on? It's good to be here.
It's really, really great to have you. I think the last time you were down here was, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Something like that. Just walking around the streets, Montreal has changed a lot, but a lot hasn't changed as well. It's still a lovely place to come to. We're lucky to have a city like Toronto in this country and also a city like Montreal, too.
Yes, yeah. Feels good. So you're based out of Toronto, originally from Ottawa.
Yep.
And you were in town to throw down at a jam on Friday night, The Sauce.
Yeah.
With some great peeps, Ruby Jane and Professor Groove. Maybe just let the folks know what we've been listening to.
Because I heard the Lindy effect.
Break down the Lindy effect for us.
Yeah, so Kevin and I are both nerds, and this is this idea that I heard recently. It's kind of a useful idea, I think, that is perhaps not well known yet. The Lindy effect is the idea that, well, there are a lot of things that if they've been around for a long time, then they're more likely to sort of disappear or die off soon. The Lindy effect is it applies to things where if something has been around for a long time and been like relevant or whatever and is still around, it's more likely to live longer. So books are an example. If there's a book that's 1,000 years old and still around and people read it in one way or another, it's much more likely to live for another 1,000 years than some random book that you see at Indigo or whatever, right? I think the same thing applies to music, especially in a time when we're so overwhelmed with so much new music all the time. Something that for me in, you know, making a record with my group Bonje, helped me to kind of figure out, well, what do you want to sound like or what do you want to be influenced by, was this idea of not listening to more but listening to less, and especially digging back into older music and older ideas sometimes, but where time had kind of filtered out all of the like Frampton Comes Alive and stuff like that may have been really popular at the time, but like it's not really something that gets people excited anymore. So I listen to a lot of older music like this, and I think kind of applies to this show too, because something like Future Classic, you know, you could like listen to a million songs on the internet, but if you listen to something like Future Classic Radio, then these people are doing the filtering for you. These are potentially the future classics, and instead of listening to the fire hose of new music, you're just listening to the best of the best.
I really, really love this concept, and I need to dig in further because I've always been fascinated too about the longevity of certain, you know, like ideas. And especially when it comes to music, that there's, you know, you see these sort of like resurgent patterns sometimes on certain, you know, creative concepts. But yeah, like things that really have the staying power that feel, and this has been the ethos with this show. And I feel like ourselves as DJs over time, like, you know, playing music that moves us right now, but like that for me personally, it's been about like, what will I listen to? If I listen to the song in 10 years time, will I feel that same excitement for it? And I can safely say like a lot of things that I've collected over time, like I feel that way for it, I feel about, you know?
No doubt.
So this is what we like to try to impart with this program. So I'm really happy that you brought that concept to this and can kind of make that tie.
Niceness.
I really appreciate that. So yes, so you did mention that you're part of a group by the name of Bonje. And you guys have been very busy over the last little while, working on some really beautiful music, which we had a little taste of in that set. Maybe, I don't know. What's up? Can we talk about this?
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to have something coming out in the fall, and then we'll probably have something coming out next year as well. We kind of took some time away because we kind of came up from, I would say, like the same kind of scene as Future Classic and your hosts here. And then we had a vision for making a record. And in order to kind of realize it, we dug back into older stuff to kind of learn from and be influenced by, like orchestral soul stuff and I guess some indie-ish sort of stuff. So I played a set of a few things that have kind of survived the Lindy effect right there. Started with Chaka Khan and Rufus. You got The Love, La Bicifra. I got the Blues, some Al Green, that Carly Simon record that we both love so much, produced by Nile Rodgers.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
That song is just too perfect.
I really highly recommend the video if you can seek it out on YouTube, because it's kind of the Ghostbusters era in New York City when it was still like a really exciting sort of mix of people there. Couple things that are a bit newer, but man, these are classics to me. Playa, Don't Stop the Music, some of the earliest Timberland stuff out of Virginia.
What year is that?
96.
Unreal.
Yeah,
and
it, yeah.
Imagine, like, it's almost 20 years old and it sounds like it was just made last year or just this year. Like, it's still so fresh, which just goes to show the testament of Timbaland's talent.
Absolutely, man. Like, just hits on so many, many levels. Personal favorite, TV on the Radio will do the Triple Exchange dance hall mix.
I've never heard that. And that is hot.
Yeah, but yeah, it's great because our music is kind of a mix of those different streams of things. And I think that's the only time someone's ever made a song that combined those two things. So I play that literally every single time that I DJ. You know, something else we dug into when we were working on the record is like Talking Heads, St. Vincent, Feist stuff. That's kind of like Alana's favorite stuff, the singer. You know, she has kind of a soul voice. She grew up singing in the Caribbean church, but her favorite music is that kind of stream of stuff. So we heard Talking Heads' Seen Not Seen, her song by Bonje called Chelsea that'll be coming out.
Beautiful, beautiful tune.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm not going to expound on myself, but I'm going to expound on these next cats. It's a group called Bad, Bad, Not Good coming out of Toronto. You know, kind of coming up, like doing like covers of Dilla stuff, doing Odd Future things, I think is kind of what brought them to the attention of the wider world. And it was kind of a live jazz thing, but then as they moved on and they're doing stuff with like, they did a record with Ghostface. And
unbelievable,
they did
record. Sour Soul's great record.
Crazy that they have, I don't know, like transitioned into this orchestral soul kind of stuff. We were saying earlier, that sounds like it could be like an Isaac Hayes record.
I have never heard that version. And I can't even believe it because I adore Future Islands, and obviously that song Seasons Change is huge, was basically the song that put them on, you know, broke them to the wider world.
Right.
But wow, what an interpretation.
I think what's maybe really exciting, and we'll leave you on this note, is so stuff that like Bad, Bad, Not Good have been doing is it's often building on the past, right? Building on jazz and riffing and then building on orchestral soul now. But I'm kind of most interested in hearing what they do in the future. They're all really young. And when they really and truly build on all these things and make up their own sound, where you hear it and you're like, oh, that must be Bad, Bad, Not Good, it's going to be crazy. It's something to look forward to. And so hopefully maybe an inspiration to everyone else out there making music and stuff like that about, like, I don't know, if you put in the grind and the vision, what we can achieve.
This is it. That's an absolutely beautiful note to leave that on. That's a great point of inspiration. So thanks again,
pleasure,
for coming down. And so when the record's out, we got to have you back. And I don't know. It'd be cool to try to do something live if that ever worked out.
I play keys now, man. We'll bring it in. We'll play it live on the air. That'd be
I like
really
that.
Cool. Yeah, man.
There we go. Try that out. Cool. Okay. So, keep an ear out for new Bonje material coming out this fall. And is there anywhere else online people can check out?
I mean, Google Bonje. It's the only Bonje out there. Bonjay. Inadvertently, we chose a very search engine friendly name.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so we've got a few minutes left here up in the program. Throwing in a couple more jams before the goods come up here. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Future Classic Radio.
know that I could be the only one. Even whenever I wanna get to know you better, you sit down, you don't look up. You only ever loved me when I didn't throw back. I'm talking now, so don't talk back. I know I maybe try to hold you a little too long. Don't worry now, cause I never do that. You never really loved me cause I held you back. I let you go, I put you down. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up, I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you. But don't worry now, cause you were boring me. Can never really love me cause I couldn't stay back. I'll let you go, I'm thinking that. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up, I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you. Make it up to you, make it up to you. Make it up, I'll make it up. Make it up, make it up. Make it up, make it up. Make it up, make it up. I'll make it up. Make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up, make it up, make it up. I'll make it up to you, 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 maybe up to you, maybe up to you, maybe up for you, no love for you.
Yeah, and that does it down here for Future Classic Radio. We'll be back in a couple weeks. You can keep in touch with us, futureclassic.ca.
Yes.
Big up the one Athena for calling in. Athena Holmes, check her out. She's got a new EP out right now on SoundCloud. We'll get into that maybe in a couple weeks.
Future Classic Radio, till next time.
What are you dropping next? What are you signing off with?
Well, that was Terza, brand new single on Greco-Roman called Make It Up. And got the sounds of the internet featuring Kate Renata, hometown hero, girl. And they're going to be in town September 22nd at Belmont.
Big tune, big tune. Stay tuned. Scott C's up next with the goods. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, and good afternoon, and welcome to the Magic Roundabout. I'm Andy Williams. I'll be here till 4 o'clock. Show today, two South African piano players, Becky Mtsaluku and Carl Shepherd. I'll start off with Becky Mtsaluku. Becky was self-taught. His dad actually went to Cambridge and was a professor at Cambridge. Becky's a multi-instrumentalist, piano, sax, and composes a lot of tracks. Coltrane gave Becky his mouthpiece for the title track "Love Supreme." So we'll start things off with "Meditation Suite," followed by "Beauty of Sunrise," followed by "Divine Mother," and then "Solomon's Sod." You're listening to the Magic Roundabout.